Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
گھر سے ڈولا چلا لادلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا گھر سے ڈولا چلا لادلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا کتنے نازوں سے پالا تھا ہم نے ہر طرح سے سنبھالا تھا ہم نے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے گھر کی یادوں میں وہ کھو رہی ہے آج بابل کا رونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو آج بابل کا رونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو گھر سے ڈولا چلا لادلی کا کیا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Wednesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. That's me between now to 12 o'clock and of course our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad who will be joining us shortly inshallah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Well, it's the 17th of Sha'ban 1442 corresponding to the 31st of March 2021. Our beloved engineer brother Bonface who's with us this morning. MashaAllah, we welcome him into the program as well. And we welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And we welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. Our beloved WhatsApp number is 084-786-3182. That's our number. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. To the international overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Well, let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning. Let's welcome him into the show, Ustad. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, brother Bonface, and brother Yusuf Asmal.
And Tisora says, Shukran alhamdulillah, Mufti Sab, my decoder was delivered to me this morning at my doorstep. We make dua for you. Allah reward you for your effort and also the sponsors. Allah grant them barakah, inshallah. Ameen. We love Markaz Sahaba, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all his bounties that are recurring and showering upon us. We send salawat, salutations upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's through the barakah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam that we can do all this work as well and humble broken efforts. And third, we thank the capital group, Masha mashallah, that they are doing wonders, they're sponsoring so many things. So mashallah, we want every Muslim, every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, to have a special, special Ramadan, and therefore we try and assist you. We must thank Maulana Arafat as well, and the team of Markaz Sahaba. We also have to thank our brother Yunus Muhammad, mashallah. He's my niece's husband there in Pietermaritzburg, so mashallah, he delivered it to you. All might Allah reward all the parties, and you keep it tuned only on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah. So you listen to all the programs and make dua for us now in Shaban and during Ramadan. Ameen.
And we welcome our beloved new Mawlana who's joined the team, Hazrat Mawlana Zahid, mashallah. Ustad, anonymous, my question is slightly embarrassing. I run online a store for women by women only. I sell those clothes for the women only, Ustad, lingerie. Now people are attacking me saying I am behaya, but I am a woman, only selling to women in the comfort of my home, and the goods are delivered discreetly. Is this permissible, Ustad?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That in a case like this, before I respond to the question, let me just speak of Mawlana Zahid. Mashallah, Mawlana Zahid Khan's lecture, first lesson will be today, his hadith lesson, 11 to 12. Now we'll continue with bliss of marriage. Thereafter, the 12 o'clock news. And thereafter, Mawlana Zahid Khan will start, mashallah, his hadith lesson from Riyadhus Salihin, and he will discuss inshallah the first hadith today, and thereafter 12:30 to 1 will be inshallah Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar, and that will be the Honorable Imam who passed away recently, remembered there in Durban from Ispingo Beach, more than 42 years he was the Imam there, mashallah. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. In Islam we must remember Haya, he plays an integral role. Therefore Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in chapter 28 verses 24-25 the dua Nabi Musa alayhi salam made, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you are sending down, I'm in need of it. And then he, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, sent his beloved daughter, and her gait, her style of walking, imagine all might Allah bless them, and said, فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا, that her style of walking, you must remember. So Allah Ta'ala praised it, it had so much haya and shame. And then the opposite, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَسْنَا مَا شِئِتْ, when you don't have haya and shame and modesty, then you must remember that that will be, a person will do whatever he wants to. Like you see in today's world, for people that it means nothing. Madam and Eve, Madam and Steve, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, all carries on Allah for birth, because there's no iman, there's no haya. Now for a lady, we need to break it up. If the lady is selling from a home, and ladies are coming there, or she sends it there, and it is underwear and what have you for ladies, so till there is no problem. But if it is all these adult things and so forth, you know, we all know what we're speaking about. So you must remember, all that will be haram and not permissible. Therefore, my advice to you, the best will be that you give up these type of things, because if you find it irresistible, that people will ask you this, people will ask you that, and you will say, yes, I will supply it to you, and nobody must come to know, and so forth and so on. So therefore, we will say best is you abstain and refrain from this.
Anonymous says, Ustad, dear Mufti Sahab, my husband looks very well after us. I make shukar, alhamdulillah. But however, he has many girlfriends as girlfriends. I don't want to intervene because I don't want to lose him. What should I do? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Remember, this is a common problem today. The husband will look after the wife and children well, but at the same time, he says you must be broad-minded, and he will flirt with this woman, that woman. Some will be his old his old flames and old girlfriends from school or university, college. Or, for example, they are working for him, or they're working under him, and so forth and so on. So all this, yeah, are very, very dangerous situations. Obviously, haram situations that we all, every Muslim will know that. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. Almighty Allah states in the Noble Quran, there's no place for boyfriends and girlfriends and so forth. So for the boy, you can't have girlfriends, and for the girl, you can't have boyfriends, and sugar daddies and toy, you know, spay wheels and mistress and so forth. That, remember, premarital affairs, extramarital affairs in Islam, all are haram. Islam promotes and advocates a pure and a chaste society. So what you need to do is three things. Number one is this. Start ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin of Allama Nawawi Rahimullah, or take the fada'il works of Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwalallahu Marqadahu. Now is opportune time to start, mashallah, today, Wednesday, fada'il Ramadan. So 5 minutes, 10 minutes, have your husband, your children, all of them together, and inshallah, in that way, they all can benefit. Number two, when he is in a good mood and you alone with him, then you have a heart-to-heart discussion and tell him, if it is just the opposite, that you start contacting your boyfriend or your man that you know and so forth, that not boyfriend in that sense, just a person who was with you in school, how upset he will be, he will blow his trumpet and everything. So therefore you need to draw his attention as well. And then number three, dua is a dua usilahul mu'min. We must never ever become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. So you, O lady, O wife, read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us and spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Inshallah, Almighty Allah will let the situation get better and things will improve, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustaz, listen to this one here. It says, respected Mufti Saab, I hope you well. I hope the team of Markaz Sahaba is doing good. We all are looking forward for the month of Ramadan. My non-Muslim friend wants to spend Ramadan with us. We only have a two-room house. She wants to become Muslim under our hands. And my husband don't mind, Ustaz. What's your recommendation on this? Ustaz, anonymous.
Remember, that's not permissible. You can't bring a strange man or a strange woman into your house and then she'll be staying there and with the intention that no, she wants to embrace Islam and so forth. So her embracing Islam, very good. She must embrace Islam immediately as soon as possible. Second one, you must be teaching her. If she's a female, then you teach her. If the male, then your husband teaches. But to bring them into your home, so remember that one day you are not there, or you are in the bathroom, she is there alone with your husband. How can all that be acceptable, permissible in Islam? Islam will condemn all those type of activities. If it is a male and your husband is not there, you alone with him. So similarly, all these type of situations are unacceptable, untenable, and not permissible in Islam. So what must be done is this. Encourage the person to embrace Islam, and then say that, see, that wherever you are staying, you stay there, or you come here daytime when my husband is not there, he's gone to work, this time to this time, and I will teach you all the basics of Islam and so forth. But to come physically, stay there and so forth, day and night, that will not be permissible. Then you, as a Muslim lady, you know how generous our people are during the month of Ramadan. So she will be fasting. She might be worried about her food and so forth, where she's staying. So every day you just give her some food, iftar and some suhoor and sehri. And in that way there, all that can be arranged. But you make a time when she comes there, when your husband is not there. And inshallah, in that way you will be rewarded and she will be rewarded as well.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, we got anonymous, one of our non-Muslim listeners, and they're saying, sir, I am an ardent listener of your show, especially the early part of the morning. I hear your Q&A. You give some very, very beautiful advice. And now I'm listening to your show as well on the bliss of marriage. And you do give some very, very valid points. But how many people really come back to you saying that you saved their marriage? Mine is on the rocks because I don't drink, sir. Any advice, Ustad?
Remember, my brother, our function and duty is to convey the message, to let the hidayat, the guidance, enter into the heart of that person. That only comes from Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Sometimes we get feedback, sometimes we don't get feedback, but we do not expect feedback, my brother. Thanks for all the compliments and the du'as. Now you, my brother, you say you do not drink. That's excellent. So you must remember when you married your wife, I am sure that you must have told her, or she must have realized your habits, that you don't touch alcohol, you don't touch whiskey, you don't touch any intoxicants and so forth. Now how come after 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, it has become a problem and so forth? So remember, in Islam, we say that this is ritsum min amali shaitan. It is the handiwork of shaitan, all these type of things. Chapter 5, verses 1991 and so forth. And the hadith, the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, al-khamru ummul fawahish, al-khamru ummul khabais, ummul fawahish. It is the mother of all vices and so forth. So you, as a husband, my brother, you must try and transform your wife and your children and tell them that, you know what, that we must lead a pure life. There will be no wine, there will be no swine and so forth. And it's good for us, our physical body, our spiritual body and so forth. If you are the wife and you are not drinking and your husband is drinking, so similarly you need to persuade and convince him that this is unacceptable. Look at the damage it causes. Even the government realizes now, whereas they are supposed to be the people who say they have the most progressive constitution in the world. That's what they claim in anyway. So even now you heard the president saying during the Easter holidays and so forth, no booze, they say, no alcohol. So why? Because it destroys the very fabric of society. And therefore Islam has taught us, ما أسكر كثيره فقليله حرام, that whatever intoxicates in large quantities, even one drop of it, you must remember, is haram. Let me share an incident, a story with you. You know, I was born in Heidelberg in Transvaal, now Gauteng. And it was a location. We were few Indians surrounded by the Africans and so forth. And you must remember, our parents, they used to teach us from a very, very young age. They will say, you will see the chuala bottles. You know, chuala means this beer, liquor bottles and so forth. You must not even touch it. You must not even kick it. And you must tell somebody else, they must pick it up and throw it away. But you yourself must not do that. Why? They wanted from a very, very young age, we must have that quality where we detest and hate this alcohol and so forth. Up to now, when we travel in the planes, you know, international travel and so forth, before the corona and so forth. So, you know, in the plane, they will come and serve alcohol. So we are so particular, we don't want even that drop of alcohol to touch our clothes and so forth. Sometimes the plane shakes, you know, or sometimes there's problem with the steward and what have you. So they mess or they drop something. So therefore we are so careful and particular. So all this has to do with training, my brother or sister. So my advice to you, you must not compromise on this type of issue, and you need to tell your spouse that this is what we are going to do, and don't harm and destroy the marriage. Rather, you change for the better. People want to change the world, but they don't want to change themselves. If you ask them, write the whole paragraph on the government, they will write 100 points. But you yourself don't want to change. So what good is that? So each one of us needs to do some introspection. Before we change others, we also need to bring certain changes within ourselves. That is my advice to both of you. And remember, one day both of you will be happy because you are sending the right signals and the right message to your wonderful flowers and children.
Subhanallah. I see Actonville Ustad says that my son wants to become a gynecologist. Dear Mufti Sahab, his wife threatens to divorce him Islamically. Can she do this? Actonville. When is Mufti Sahab visiting Actonville Ustad?
We don't know. We're waiting for the invitation from Actonville, inshallah. Then we will come there, inshallah. So many places invite us with Allah's help and mercy. This is your muhabbat, this is your love. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Now let us take a case study. Your husband wants to become a gynecologist. Is that something good or not good? Desirable, undesirable? We'll say undesirable. We say you must remember that when a woman wants to give birth, then she must go to a female whenever she has those problems, internal problems and so forth. The female must go to the female, the male must go to the male, the urologist and so forth. Now for you, what will happen? You will be seeing 100 women, 1,000 women in time to come and so forth. You're a man after all. You must remember there are 100% chance, 50% chance, 70% chance. This can have an adverse impact, a negative impact on your marriage, on your nikah and so forth. So why do you want to specialize in that field when there are 100 other fields you can go and specialize in? And what your wife is saying is correct to this extent, that she has that ghira, she has that self-respect and self-esteem. She says, no, I don't want you to do this and so forth and so on. So till there she is right. But for her to say, now if you do so, she will walk out of the marriage and all that. So that also we don't agree with, but that is good that she is saying what she's saying, that she doesn't want you to do this here. So both of you don't behave like children. Both of you might have your own children. So rather do something where your children will stay with you as parents and your beloved children will not be brought up by a single parent. So that is my advice to you. So your husband, you grow up, forget all this gynecologist business, choose some other field of specialization, and your wife, forget the talk of divorce and everything, and then both of you meet one another halfway. Wasulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. Quran Kareem states, our aim must be to make the marriage work and not to break the marriage. Hamara kam jorna hai, na ke torna. Our aim is to make the home and not to break the home.
100% Ustad, na ke torna nahi, 101%. Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, what do I do with my husband's ex-wife who keeps meddling in our marriage and instigating the children against me? I married him when they were already divorced for 10 years. She is remarried, but she won't leave me alone. Till now I am making trouble and keeping quiet. The kids say they will never accept me, Mufti Sahab, yet they were okay with me when we were initially got married. Ustad, anonymous.
Remember that in a case like that, it's a case of sour grapes. When your husband got married to you, she knew she is divorced, but she did not expect that you will be happily married. And now what she is doing is she's poisoning the mind of the children to make statements like this, we will never accept you and so forth. First of all, you, my sister, let me give you the Islamic ruling. It is not your duty to even look after these children or to, you must remember, give them money or anything of that sort. Whatever goodness you are doing for your stepchildren, your husband's children, from his previous wife, is tabarru, is ihsan. You are just doing them a favor. It's not mandatory, compulsory upon you. So that's the first point. Second point, if she is troubling you or whatever, just block her. You got nothing to do with with her. You don't have anything really to do with her children. And as I told you, whatever goodness you are doing, remember you do for Allah's sake, and it's just a favor. You and your husband need to have a heart-to-heart discussion. And tell him that she is just playing mind games, and now she wants to get big revenge. What is the revenge? Because her marriage to your husband previously did not work out. Now she does not want your current husband there to have moments of enjoyment with you. There must be peace and harmony with you. So tell your husband he must also sever ties with her to a great extent. And only if there's a really real need, then she can just WhatsApp or send SMS or something regarding the children or so. But all this every day contacting, and he's allowing this. So he's to blame for all this as well, that he's giving her the upper hand. He divorced her. Custody is by him or custody is by her. Then the opposite party has visitation rights, so they must just keep it to that. Between them, husband and wife, ex-husband, ex-wife, there should be no need for communication unless it's an emergency or something. Tomorrow is a school meeting. It's not necessary that now he and his wife have to go. One parent can go and finish and so forth. So these are occasions that when she will cause more problems and so forth and so on. So therefore, you need to put your foot down and tell him that he has to speak to his children. And even if they don't like you, but when they are in your house, they have to respect your rules, because you are doing them a favor by keeping them in that house and making their breakfast and lunch and supper and whatever else. So all this, you need to put your foot down and explain first to your husband, win your husband over. You and your husband must be united in the strategy you're going to have for your stepchildren and his children, and the united strategy you're going to have for his ex-wife. So that is how you will cement your relationship with your husband.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad Azabul wants to know, when are we getting the Ramadan timetable for Markaz Sahaba, Ustad?
Don't worry, you must remember nowadays is the day age of digital, you know. In the morning you send it, 10,000, 100,000 people will get it. So we say next week sometime. So you must remember that. We're still fine-tuning it, you know. So we get some Maulanas want to join us, inshallah, during Ramadan and so forth. So we just want to reconfirm with them that inshallah they will be doing some programs and so forth and so on, and inshallah some sheikh maybe also join us. So in that way there, that we don't want to chop and change every time. So inshallah by next week, next weekend, you will have it. Don't worry, well before Ramadan begins, inshallah we will send it out on the Telegram, on the Twitter, on the groups, everywhere, on our website. So you will get it in good time, inshallah Aziz. In the meantime, you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what we need to do is, all of us, maybe let's read it together, all of us, so we create that spirit already. And tomorrow, tonight, this evening, when your children come home, when your husband comes home, your wife comes home, then you by heart memorize this dua, then you start reading it in your home. So that is how we start preparing for Ramadan Mubarak, spiritually, physically, mentally. So let's read together, inshallah al-Aziz. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, barik lana fi Sha'ban. So, O beloved Allah, you grant us barakah, blessings during this month of Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, you spare us, you preserve us for the month of Ramadan. So the Hadith Sharif mentioned there in Mishkat, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Second dua you find in Kanzul Ummal in Tabarani, Tarawi, the reporter is Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, who's buried right next to Masjidul Aqsa al-Mubarak. He states, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua when we are approaching Ramadan rapidly like now. So you must remember, today is the 17th of Shaban, 12, 13 days only left now for the month of Ramadan, inshallah al-Aziz. So let's read, Allahumma Sallimna li Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, you save and protect us for Ramadan. No illness, no accident, no mishap. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. O Allah, you protect Ramadan for us. There must be no controversy, there must be no unnecessary confusion and so forth and so on. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Oh Allah, you protect and save us. So whatever we are saying, we are reading Quran Sharif, we are making zikr, remembering you, sending salawat, salutations of Durood Sharif upon the Master alayhi salam. Ya Allah, our righteous deeds and actions, you accept it in your court, Ya Allah. Hadith mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ramadan, wasallim Ramadan alana, wasallim hulana mutakabbala. So these are the type of du'as. Get your children, get your spouses, your parents, your siblings. Everybody should be reading, only preparing the halim and preparing samosas and bhajjas and spring roll. That is not the preparation of Ramadan. We need to prepare ourselves spiritually as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us tawfiq.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. The question says, Ustaz, my wife is my navigator and my guide to everything. In school, we had peer pressure. Now they say I'm under petticoat government, dear Mufti Sahab. My friends are saying to me, I'm not a man, but I'm a sissy. Do I have to choose between them and my wife? Please help me, Ustaz. Anonymous.
Remember, you are happy, your wife is happy, and as long as as long as she is not telling you or commanding you to do things that are against the Sharia, so all that is fine. However, one Quranic verse and one Hadith Sharif you must understand. Number one, Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 4, Chapter 4, Verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And treat your wives with love, with compassion, with respect and justice. So you are doing that. So that's very good. If somebody asks me for one rand, even I don't have it in my pocket. So you must remember, my wife will have it. I have to ask her to give the beggar also. So many a time that happens. So somebody can say, but you're a sissy. So we don't have to worry about them and so forth. You must do with what you are comfortable with. So remember that. That's one. Number two, you must not let her take all the decisions, remember, in life, that she becomes the Amira. She becomes the captain of the house, captain of the ship. So some decisions you let her take. For example, you want to buy the sofa, you want to buy this electric stove and electric this and electric that, your micro, whatever gadgets. So what color, what make, what this, so tell her, because she's the queen of the house. But now you want to make certain decisions, you know, maybe business or maybe otherwise, major decisions. You make mashura, you consult with her, but end of the day, you must be the Amir, you must be the captain. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, لَيُفْلِيَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَ. A nation and a person will not prosper when he hands over everything to a lady, a female, and she becomes the captain and the leader. So it's very good when you said that she is your navigator. I had a smile when you said that, because now we were in Durban, right? So last week, Wednesday to Monday. So I don't know Durban and so forth. She is from Durban. Now how do you go from point A to point B? I don't like all this, you understand, the gadgets that you have nowadays. So I will ask her, mother, turn right, mother, turn left, but they go straight and so forth and so on. So she will tell me. So mashallah, so she is my navigator as well when we are traveling in all these type of places. So my advice to you, you are happy, your wife is happy, your children are happy, so you leave it like this, don't worry about your friends and so forth, the unsavory comments they are making, sissy and so forth. But the big condition are two. She must not advise you and tell you to do things that are against the Sharia, and you must always remember, you are the captain of the family, you are the captain of the ship. She is not the captain, so that you must never forget about that and fulfill your role as a captain and the leader.
Ustaz, before we go for an ad break, a serious question is here. Dear Mufti Saab, I have been in prison for 25 years. I never saw my twins and was told that they will be getting married in Ramadan. I am innocent and I was falsely accused of a crime I did not commit. I still have 5 more years sentence to serve. What will my grandkids say about me? Could you please help me, Ustad? Anonymous.
I don't know, my brother, if you are still in jail or you came out on parole or what have you. Allah alone knows. You know, many a time people will say they're innocent, but when we study the case from all perspectives, then they are guilty. Maybe not totally guilty, but they are guilty to a certain extent. So my advice to you, my brother, if you are still in prison or you're out of prison, it doesn't matter, for the du'as I want to teach you and inform you, that you continue reciting, start today. Number one, I think you might even know this one, chapter 3, verse 173, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. Read that abundantly. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. So you read that abundantly. Then you must be going through anxiety, worry. What will people say if I'm going to get discharged? Did this person spend 20, 25 years in prison? And what have you? You can say that you're not guilty, but society is very cruel. They will condemn you. They won't hear your side of the story. So you must keep on reading. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Oh Allah, that is truly none worthy of worship but you. Everlasting glory, perfection is for you. I am the wrongdoer, I am the sinner. Maybe this sin you didn't commit, but other sins we all commit, we all are guilty. Almighty Allah will remove the worry and the sorry. So that is the promise of Almighty Allah, chapter 21, verse 87. The third one, if you know that people have framed you, they framed you for drugs, they framed you for murder, they framed you for rape, whatever it was, it must be a serious crime, and for to be put away for 25 years, then you must be reading chapter 29. Chapter Surah 29, verse 33. Oh, Rabbin Surni ala al-Qawm al-Mufsideen. Oh, Almighty Allah, you assist me against the mischief makers and troublemakers. You read these are Quranic du'as. Allah Jalla wa'ala will make it easy for you. Now, you are worried that your twins, you haven't seen them 20, 25 years. They are going to get married. What will people say? You must remember Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. He was dumped in the well by his own brothers. He was sold as a slave to people going to Egypt from Palestine. He landed up in the jail. And he stayed there in the jail for many, many years. And remember, when he came out, everything became apparent. So my brother, you must always remember, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah Jalla Wala gives izzat and honor to whoever he wishes. Allah disgraces whoever he wishes. If you are really speaking the truth, Allah will elevate your rank and status. But if you are not speaking the truth, then obviously, then it will be different. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah was in jail. And the people who framed him, they came there to visit him, to mock at him actually. So they asked him, how's things in jail? Look at the answer Shaykh al-Islam gave. He said, "Batinuhu fihi rahma, wa zahiruhu min qibal al-adab." From where you are looking, it looks like punishment. But where I am inside the jail and prison, for me it is the mercy of Almighty Allah descending here. So that is what happens sometimes when people have a hidden agenda and ulterior motive. So that should not be your worry, my brother. You should make dua. May Almighty Allah keep your twins happy with their spouses, and inshallah when the grandchildren come, they will be pleased that you are their nana, you are their dada, you are the grandfather. That is izzat and honor comes from Almighty Allah and not people.
Ustad, I see the brother is crying, Ustad, and he says he is out just for now, for the time being, Ustad.
Yes, inshallah, you stay out, always stay in good company. Make sure you read your 5 daily salat, even the little bit you're going to earn every day. Take out 1 rand, 2 rand, give it out in charity and say, "Ya Allah, for your love, Ya Allah, you protect me from all the evil mischief makers, and let my children, grandchildren be enjoying good life." And good life means meaning afia, good health, good iman and good Islam and so forth. So the word you use is afia, one word, encyclopedic meaning. And Allah Jalla Wala make things easy for you, my brother. We also make dua for you.
16 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, we welcome the listeners of Sirius FM 084786 3132. Ustad, somebody wants to know the email address to get a hold of Darul Iman. Ustad, anonymous from Springs.
MashaAllah, regarding Darul Iman, once we finish this program here, I'll send out a message again to all regarding all the details. So you must remember, you can just follow, send me a message. All the details, the website and everything else. So you just send me a message on my WhatsApp number 071-888-1184. And inshallah, when I was coming here, I just thought about it. I must send out the Darul Iman because people are showing interest in that. So inshallah, and I'll send it on my status as well after the program, inshallah. And if you want to send a message to me regarding anything, query or what have you, or regarding Darul Iman, just send a WhatsApp message 071-888-1184. And if you want to send a message directly to Darul Iman, Markaz Sahaba 084-786-3132, and remember for Darul Iman 084-786-3130. And you send a WhatsApp message with your name, with your city, country, and your email, your mobile number, cell phone number, and then automatically you will be in the system as well, inshallah.
Anonymous says, Ustad, drinking and driving can cause accidents, like my husband did. He was drinking a Coke from a 2-liter bottle, and it blocked his view, Ustad. What do we do with husbands who don't listen? My 2 kids are in hospital. Please, Mufti Sahab, advise and make dua for my 2 kids, Ustad, anonymous sister.
Remember, that is what happens when people, this is the definition of pride. When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, define pride for us, he said, Batarul Haq. That what is Batarul Haq? The truth dawns on you, is told to you, but you don't want to accept it. So you as a loving, caring wife told him, don't do that. But he says, no, I know what I'm doing, you don't come and tell me. And look at the second part, Waghamtun Nas. The people who give you the advice, you look down upon them, you consider them to be inferior, and you consider yourself to be superior, just like the Iblis, the Shaitan, and Ana Khairu Min, I'm better than him, better than Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So this will be a big lesson for your husband. Now Allah Ta'ala give your son, your children, afia, siha, complete shifa, speedy recovery, read Surah Fatiha, and inshallah blow on them, give out charity. The whole family, get all of you go together, and together meaning that in the different houses, but everybody together to read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Ya salamu, ya salamu, da'u mardakum bi sadaqa. Give out some charity. So that also is in the hadith, in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. And tell your husband, see, that pride and arrogance, what it did. So now are our children are in hospital. So he must make sincere tawbah. He must apologize to you and so forth. It was a foolish thing. 2 liter bottle, how big the bottle is. Now you can't see properly. And then you go, one is drinking alcohol, that is totally haram. But even drinking the soft drinks and all that while driving, it's like people who are texting, you know, that they say, no, we are champions. One hand we will hold the steering, other hand we know what one hand we can just, you know, text the message and all. Very, very dangerous, all these things here. So may Almighty Allah give your children complete shifa, and may your husband learn from a good person, is he, who learns from his mistakes and he apologizes to you and the family because of his foolishness and recklessness.
Mauritius says, Assalamu alaikum to all. Our special du'as and appreciation to Mufti Sahab for his outstanding replies and advices. As we always say, we were born Muslims, but since we have following Mufti Sahab's teachings, we follow Islam with love. This is what Allah Ta'ala says. Those who have knowledge can be like those who do not have. Mauritius, anonymous sister, Ustad.
Jazakallah khairan to our listeners there in Mauritius, beautiful island. We visited them several times. And that is what we all must learn. I have to learn, you have to learn. The love for Almighty Allah must saturate our hearts. And everything else will become secondary. To please Almighty Allah becomes the aim, the objective of our life. Now we see we just 12, 13 days away from Ramadan Mubarak. So what is that? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Your last stage, the true believers are those, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember this, as Muslims, we have to get our priorities right. First, the love for Almighty Allah, unlimited. Second, the love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlimited. Then the love for our parents, our children, our teachers, all, but that is limited. Because if the teacher, the parent tells us to do something that is un-Islamic, then the law comes in. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the golden principle, the golden maxim, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to any creation when it leads to a sin against the Creator. So that is what we must know. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that we all must have this priority, pleasing Almighty Allah, pleasing Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahakku ayyurdu. We have to please Almighty Allah, please Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in kanu mu'mineen. If we have the true iman, remember that. So that is what we try and do. And inshallah, you benefit, make dua for us, make dua for the ummah. See Ramadan, that the food is there, the drink is there, the wife is there, husband is there, nobody is looking. But the love for Allah, the fear for Allah, based on our love for Him and respect for Him, prevents us from doing the wrong. So we learn self-discipline also. So, and we imbue and inculcate the angelic qualities, and we remove the satanic qualities. So that is the beauty of Islam. We have the best, now we must share it with the rest.
Ustad, a student of Deen, says that she is 29 years old, married for 3 years, and in those 3 years, Mufti Sahab, my husband is very, very controlling. He keep on hitting me, and he keep on bashing me, and he keeps on beating me, Mufti Sahab. And eventually one day I took out a knife to stab him. He has made me this horrible person. I really need your advice. I'm afraid of telling my parents. Student of Deen, Ustad.
I don't know that how you got married to this person. Don't you all have some homework done, some istikhara, some mashura? You say, my sister, that you're a student of Deen. And this person here, the way you're describing him, we all know is one side of the story. But let us say there's no smoke without fire. It seems you have married a real monster. If he's assaulting you, beating you, so much so that you took out the knife for him because you are so frustrated. So my sister, these are the advices I will give you. Advice number one, they tell your parents they must come and pick you up, and you go home, and remember if they ask you why, you must say no, that I want to spend time with you all before Ramadan. That's one. Then number two is Jesus that you tell him, you will come back to your matrimonial home, but there will be certain conditions as well. Then number three, remember now and in Ramadan, you must start some ta'aleem, some special du'as. Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Still he does not listen. He's assaulting you, banging, hitting you and so forth and assaulting you. Then you must go to the police. I don't accept this, that when the husband keeps on assaulting, we can say first time, second time was mistake. But the way you describing over the past 2-3 years is habitual. So then you must go to the police and lay a charge of assault against him. He can't be using you. You must remember as a boxing bag and so forth, you know, that and bashing you up and you will get so scarred and psychologically, you understand, that tormented that now you start pulling out knives and so forth. So these are the issues you have to grapple with. First thing, you need to go out of his clutches for a temporary period. You got this 10 days and so forth. So tell him now you need this break and you want to go and to your parents' place and then discuss it with your parents also, even if you don't tell them everything. But make conditions, and in that way there you come back, you spend the Ramadan together, both of you cry to Allah, forgive one another, and inshallah, if you both are sincere, Allah Jalla wa Ala will make things easy. But still, I must repeat what I said. I find it amazing that you're a student of deen. You should be asking yourself, how come you said yes for this person? I'm sure that you must have made some investigation, and remember that it can't be that nobody told you about his short fuse, or his anger, or he doesn't read salat, or whatever, and so forth. Because remember, maybe, I don't know, maybe you looked at his jamal and his how handsome and green eyes, or maybe you looked at his mal and his wealth. He came with a smart BMW, be my wife, or he came with a smart Merc or a Ferrari. You said this chap is good. So you also need to ask yourself, what was your real motivation, intention in marrying him? And there also lies many secrets. So both ways we have to look at it. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for both parties.
I see, so student of Deen says, to answer your question, Ustad, isn't it saying taqdeer, Ustad?
So you must remember what taqdeer, there is tadbeer also. You don't say there's a hole there and you fall inside the hole and you say it's taqdeer. So what taqdeer, there's tadbeer also. So taqdeer is 100%. Good, bad, happy, sad comes from Allah. But Allah Ta'ala gave us istikhara, gave us mashura, gave us intelligence, intellect. So you minimize the risk. So therefore, when people don't want to admit they are wrong, so then they will start using taqdeer as, that is what the non-Muslims also will do. On the day of justice, they'll blame Allah. Oh, taqul, law anna Allah hadani, lakuntu min al-muttaqeen. Ya Allah, why you didn't give us hidayat? You see? So sister, don't do that. You must remember, if your intention was wrong, then say yes, my intention was also wrong to a certain extent. Don't just blame everything on taqdeer, remember that.
I see the sister says, my husband wrote a letter, Mufti Saab. We married for 11 years. And he says that, you know, my wife, after all these years what we have went through, I am giving you one talaq. And he says that from tomorrow you will be setting iddat. And he puts there at the end, Ustad, April Fool, my beloved wife. Ustad.
So you must remember that in a case like this, when the husband writes their talaq and so forth, or he utters it, and then he says, April Fool, and that, remember you made yourself a fool, that talaq will be valid. All this business about April Fool, we also went to school, we went to all the grades, you know, primary and what have you. So you must remember this, that in a case like this, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wailul lahu. When you are speaking to people and then you lie to them so that you make them laugh and you joke with them with lies and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala destroy you, Allah decimate you, Allah demolish you. It's authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and so forth. Open Mishkat Sharif also, you will find it. So this morning I sent it out, you must remember, on all the groups and on Telegram and on Twitter. So therefore I urge judge you. Remember, if you really did that, my brother, you wrote it out, or you uttered it, and then afterwards you told her April Fool, or you're supposed to tell her tomorrow April Fool, and so forth, that talaq is valid, and remember, you will have to live with the consequences. If one talaq, then you can still take her back. Two talaq, you can take her back. But for future, if you gave one talaq, you only have two divorces left. If you gave two divorces, only one left. But imagine you gave her three talaq, and you said April Fool, and all three talaqs are valid. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatun jidduhunna jiddun, wa hazluhunna jiddun. Three things you say seriously is seriously. You say it jokingly still is seriously. Open Mishkat Sharif. An-nikahu, one is nikah. One is talaq, one is raj'ah, where you take your wife back. So in Islam, there is no place for all this April Fool and so forth and so on. Okay, let me inshallah, the time is ticking by. Let me inshallah give you the rundown from now. So 12 o'clock inshallah, news with Brother Yusuf Ali. And thereafter will be the hadith, mashallah, by our Mawlana Zahid Khan. And he'll be starting inshallah al-Aziz with Riyadu Salihin inshallah. Then 12:30 to 1, this is a new series we are starting with Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar. And that is the Imam of Spingo Beach. He passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And his topic today, the importance of following the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter, 1 o'clock will be Adhan for Zohar. 105 to 130, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 16 to 20. 130 to 2, Surah An'am. And that is chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock will be Inshallah Aziz Brother Amin Templeton. And he'll be discussing the political news and views. And then 3 to 3.30, inshallah, will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mawlana Arafat. Very interesting, mashallah, some non-Muslims questions. And then 3.35, 3.40 to 5.30, inshallah, Brother Alameen's program. And that will be the economic news and views. 5.30 to 7, inshallah, will be Mawlana Khalid. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of our tafsir. We're ending the 18th juz today, inshallah. And thereafter, 7.30 to 8 will be inshallah Maulana Yunus Patel's advices. 8 to 10 the medical file with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. Today mashallah he's got Dr. Shabir, I think, and he's a dentist, so they're going to tell you about their teeth and what have you and all the stuff. And then after that they'll discuss political issues from 9 to 10. So wonderful lineup. Make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And tomorrow morning 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock at Safina to Ila al-Jannah. I see Haji Yusuf is smiling. He's ready for the 12 o'clock news.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.